This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. Remember when soda used to be simple? Diet Coke, Pepsi, Dr. Pepper? Well, now we've got products like Dr. Pepper 10, and now they're going to roll out 10-calorie versions of other soda brands like 7-Up and Sunkist. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports on how these new low-calorie drinks target a male market, actually a bro market.
Now, this can be hard for a public radio listener, but to understand, you really need to put yourself inside the mind of the bro. Imagine the morning after a long night of watching Ultimate Fighting with the dudes from your beer pong league. After dousing yourself with Axe body spray, you notice your shirt just doesn't fit the way it used to. But zero-calorie sodas, those are for girl diets, not bros.
Dr. Pepper 10 marketing was geared toward males.
John Sisher is editor of the trade magazine Beverage Digest, and he's putting it very, very lightly.
Ladies, wonder what men are always doing out in the shed?
The Dr. Pepper 10 campaign is wall-to-wall bro, with power tools, explosions, giant TVs, and of course, a cowboy riding a mechanical shark. Bro skulls can be thick, so to be absolutely positive, the message gets through, the ads end like this.
Dr. Pepper 10, it's not for women.
10 manly calories, in Dr. Pepper's words. But what about selling to the non-bro section of the population? Joe Pollack is with the food consultancy Technomic.
They may be missing an opportunity to also attract women, because there's a number of women as well that do not like the diet drinks.
Marketers know what bros know. If there are too many bros around, women disappear. The new low-cal drinks will target men and women, promising more flavor than diet drinks. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.